Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A ban on a teacher attending a church service has now been reversed. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Well, Liberty Counsel protected a Midwest teacher's religious freedom twice in two separate years because the principal, who frankly needs a timeout, ordered the teacher not to attend a church event because two students from the school were also attending the event. But you know what? These students and the teacher, they all happen to attend the same church. It makes no sense that a principal would say to the teacher, oh, you can't attend because that's against the, quote, fraternization rule, going to the same event that students go to.
Utterly absurd. And this isn't the first event. This is a teacher that has shown hostility toward the First Amendment. This principal had tried to ban this teacher also from lawfully leading an after-school adult-led Bible club, which met with parent permission. And so this principal, however, has, you know, because Liberty Counsel got involved, this principal has been, you know, has been rebuked effectively.
It sounds like the principal needs to go back to school and learn about the First Amendment, don't you think, guys?
I think so, yeah. You know, a year ago is when we first had contact with this principal and the teacher in this school in the Midwest. And that's when this same principal told the same teacher that you can't attend an adult-led Bible club after school that meets with the parents' permission. But then, as a result of that, before the teacher contacted us, some students said, well, we'll go ahead and lead it. A student sought to lead it, and then the principal said, no, that's off limits too. So not only can the teacher not do it, even though the parents consent right after school, but she prohibited the student from leading it. So we were contacted by the same teacher a year ago, and a demand letter was sent out, and the teacher ultimately was vindicated, and the principal had to reverse the position. And you would think that the principal would at least learn the lesson. We have lots of information for the principal to read, but now this year, even worse, you can't attend your own church's event.
How can you do that?
Even though students also attend the same church, because that violates the fraternization rule.
It sounds like this principal was targeting this teacher, because that's like saying, well, you can't go to the same store that your students go to. I mean, what's the difference? So it's like there's a target on her or him.
And let's boil it down. It's the principal telling the teacher, you can't go to church.
Right.
That's what it boils down to.
Yeah.
And we don't, and this isn't the reason we're bringing this up, yes, it's interesting. Yes, it's instructive, this one particular instance, but this doesn't happen in a vacuum. This is just a microcosm for what's happening across the country with attacks on religious liberty and misinformation and disinformation sent out by anti-Christian organizations that want to engage in religious cleansing in the United States, like People for the American Way, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and others. They send out mass disinformation and letters to schools and everything else. And these principals, and some of them, I don't know, I don't want to try to get into the heart of this principal. This principal may very well have relied on the disinformation and the unconstitutional information
right
that is sent out by these anti-Christian organizations.
But you know what? This is a pattern. The first one, you could say, well, maybe that was a mistake. But now you got a pattern here.
Right.
And whether you read some of this disinformation or not, it's just common sense. Think about it. You know, a teacher is attending a church, and there's no youth there from the school. Now some youth decides to attend that church. Does the teacher have to stop attending the church? Can they be in the same sanctuary? Can they be in the same Sunday school? Can they go to the same dinner at the church, a concert, Christmas event? This is just absurd.
Not according to this principle.
Yeah, right. I know. It just makes no sense. And so this seems more like, you know, their actions speak louder than words. And
right.
It might have been a mistake the first time, but I don't think it's just a mistake the second time. I think that what we have here is a principal who wants to trample religious freedom, who has some kind of animus or hostility toward religious freedom. And I think what is good news is that the teacher spoke up.
Right.
And we were able to get involved and reverse this again a second time.
You know, you mentioned Christmas earlier. It reminds me of that principal that tried to ban Christmas at that school in Nebraska? And, you know, that got a lot of media, but a principal taking it upon herself to ban Christmas for these children.
And the interesting thing in that particular situation is the school district had a policy that was actually fairly good.
Right.
That allowed various aspects of Christmas within the constitutional framework to be acknowledged and even celebrated.
But she didn't bother to learn that, I guess.
She actually, in the four-page memo she sent to her staff, she actually cited the place on the website where you could get the policy. And then she went on to just simply trash it.
Yeah.
And that's why when this came to light and we sent a demand letter, the school no doubt put her on a leave of absence. And at the first instance of this year, the teacher ultimately tendered her resignation and is no longer, the principal tendered her resignation and is no longer a principal of that school, is now being moved to some other area, but no longer a principal. This was her first year of being a principal that I understand.
Yeah.
And so
right.
She just really went haywire on this issue.
And of course, we didn't ask for her to be removed. We just asked for the situation to be corrected and allow the children to celebrate Christmas.
Yeah. But you know what happened is the school district realized they were on the verge of a lawsuit because of a principal who was imposing her own anti-religious position.
This anti-Christian bigotry was exposing the school district to legal liability.
Right.
So she became a liability to the school district.
Right. She sure did. And it wasn't that, in fact, there was ignorance. Because it's like, here's the policy, but here's what you can't do. And that's not what the policy says.
No, it was hostility.
Yeah. And it was outrageous. I've kept the actual memo because it's so amazing to see all the different things that the principal says you can't do and the things that she said you can do, which is, you know, Olaf, I guess, from Frozen.
Right.
You could celebrate that.
Yeah.
But not red and green
not
or
red and green.
Santa
yeah.
or Jesus or candy
no
canes.
Candy canes.
Or Christmas carols or
so,
anything like that.
You know, if you know of situations in school or elsewhere where freedom of speech, freedom of religion, Christian viewpoints, Judeo-Christian values are being censored, give Liberty Counsel a call. All that we do across the country, we do at no cost. That's our ministry. We have top attorneys that are part of our ministry, and we represent individuals and entities all over the country, including teachers as well as sometimes schools where they do the right thing, or cities when they do the right thing and they're being challenged by groups like what you mentioned, Matt, the ACLU or Freedom From Religion Foundation or whoever it might be. So let us know. You can go to lc.org, or you can call us 407-875-1776. We have a lot of information on our website that you can download regarding the rights of students and principals and teachers. And what are those? And the basic issue here is very simple. Neither students nor staff, including teachers, shed their constitutional rights when they enter the schoolhouse gate. They still have their constitutional rights. In fact, teachers have the right to teach about religion. And there's not any subject matter, I believe, that can be adequately taught without talking about religion, whether it's mathematics, spelling, literature, even the very book that you hold in your hand. Where did that come from? It came from after the first century, second century, the scrolls got to be too big, so they cut them up and they began to sew them on the edge, and that's what became the modern day book, so that it was easier to transport. You can't talk about any subject matter without talking about religion.
And not just religion, it's the Christian religion
right.
that led to all of those advances in society.
Yeah, whether it's art, literature, mathematics, you name it. And as far as students have all kinds of rights before class, in between class, during non-class time, say during the lunch hour, to be able to share their faith, to give out gospel tracts, have Bible studies, gather around the flagpole. there's so much more that students have a right to do. So make sure if you hear of anything, even if it's not involving your students, your children, your relatives, let us know so we can get involved and make sure that our religious freedom, our First Amendment rights, the ability to share the gospel, to speak Christian viewpoints are protected. LC.org, that's LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.